Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Ruth's back. We're coming up on her. We've already had her 10th anniversary as a member of our brain. She's the author of a number of books, including Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, which is a book I have memorized. I'm still working on my success with it, with getting other people to see everything I want to do. But she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back, as always.
Thanks.
Okay, so we've just had the Foreign Press event.
Right,
which
the Golden
I watched,
Globes.
The Golden
right.
Globes, that's it, right. Which I watched part of. I watched a pretty good bit of it.
Yeah.
And I like the Academy Awards. I love watching that and seeing. I love hearing about all the movies I haven't seen yet, right?
And, absolutely, sure.
And so one of the things that's been that's part and parcel to these events are the acceptance speeches, right? And sometimes they're ho-hum. Sometimes they make news, don't they?
That's right. And you know what? Here's the thing, Jim, and here's where it applies to businesses and small business and why I love watching it. It is all about selling.
Yeah.
It is all about selling yourself in this particular situation. Maybe you're also selling other members of your cast, your crew, your producers, your directors. You're acknowledging, you're showing gratitude.
Yep.
You're being gracious, and you are being so in front of all the people who count in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's a pretty important perch.
If you get
to that mic, don't you? Isn't it?
Pretty important. And just like business people, just like business owners, CEOs, most people who are nominated for these awards don't prepare for the acceptance of them. They're afraid of jinxing.
Really?
Yeah, they're afraid of jinxing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So yeah. They're afraid to actually. Yeah, I see. You know what? I might be like that. I'm a little superstitious.
That's fine. A lot of people
are. Are you superstitious?
I am in some ways. Not about this.
Yeah.
Never about being prepared to talk. Never.
You know what I would probably do? I would probably pull out a small card, like a three, no bigger than a 3x5. And I would probably write down the four or five people that I absolutely positively do not want to forget their names.
That's
all I would do. I'd stick it out in my pocket, and whatever else happened would happen.
I think that is probably the most important thing to do. Because like we were just saying, if you are up there, you've got to show gratitude and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hollywood, just like in any industry, name dropping is currency.
It's
weight in gold, right? So if you bring somebody else in.
And you see that.
Yeah.
You see them reaching out to people and talking about the other winners sometimes. I like seeing.
Absolutely.
I like it when they do that. I like it when they nod to the other nominees.
That's a beautiful thing when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, again, it's all about selling. So making a list of everyone that you want to thank, the most important people, is so important and huge. You do want to have that on a note so you don't forget.
What did you think about what Michael Keaton did?
Well,
Pardon me? Did you see what he did?
Well, I mean, in terms which
what he said, what he said about his life, about how he came up.
In terms of being more vulnerable.
Oh, no, Michael Keaton. He went up and said. He talked about growing up in a family, and
that's right.
And his mother worked hard, and his dad always had two jobs, and they taught me to be grateful and respectful, and to never whine. Boy, howdy, was that a breath of fresh air coming out of Hollywood?
It was great, and you know that is a big trend right now, is to be more vulnerable and to tell your story and to find some areas of vulnerability so people can relate to you. You know, most people in Hollywood and elsewhere don't start off being big A-list stars.
Yeah.
They started off like most people, you know, working
regular
hard.
Folks.
Right. Flipping burgers, whatever it is that they did
right.
to pay their rent or to make a living, and then slowly slowly, slowly, with purpose and focus, grew their business.
So do you think that this is something the audience wants to hear more of?
Oh, there's no question. People, the automatic thinking is that, oh, gosh, she's just got it. She was born that way.
There's something special about her.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can never see that.
I can
never,
right, exactly.
Right.
Well, see, I'm glad you said that, because I completely agree. That was a trick question, by the way, Ruth. I completely agree with that, because, well, you know, I keep going back to what John Nesbitt said. This is what I think we can all learn from this in our small businesses. John Nesbitt, 30-plus years ago, said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. He was talking about humanity. He was talking about the power and the attraction of humanity, and
right.
and what you just said in your answer, how you were explaining that is that the busier we get, the more frenetic we become, the more attractive human beings are, humanity is to us. How much more we want that high touch? What do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. We're starved for it. Most of us are sitting alone in an office behind a computer. Certainly, if we're a small business owner, we don't get out enough. We don't connect. We're certainly not on the phone to the extent we need to be. We're not talking to Jim Blasingame enough.
That's right.
So there's a lot of things going on that require us to let's be with another human being. Let's be together with that person. There's so much you can read in a facial expression. It's such a rich load of information that you just can't get any other way.
Face-to-face is the original social media. I've been saying that now for 8 years. But the thing is, Ruth, as you think about putting your business forward, take a lesson, and this is what you're trying to help us with here. Take a lesson from these award winners and show your customers your humanity. What do you think?
No question about it. In fact, and I'll tell you a story about a client I have right now who's grappling with that.
30 big seconds.
Corporate CEO,
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, terrific. Big corporate CEO wants to move into the chairman position and having a lot of trouble being vulnerable and telling people that he has actually hired a coach.
Wow.
To help him. Now, he doesn't have to tell everybody, doesn't have to tell the rank and file, but one of the things that I've said to him is, don't you think this will motivate them to get the help that they need? If you can do it, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are the kinds of story is huge.
Storytelling is huge. That's exactly
huge.
Right. When you tell stories, you talk about humanity. And it's as old as the marketplace.
And your own story is the most powerful.
Absolutely. Whether it be in written form or in a little video that you post on your website.
That's
quick break.
Correct.
Right back with Ruth Sherman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.